Hello again, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, the radio program that the folks who keep us fed are state's farmers and ranchers. Brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. While thinking about the COVID-19 situation, the tremendous negative impact it's having on most everything and everybody, I thought how much worse this situation would be if this nation were not energy independent. Did a bit of old stockyards guy research, meaning this is pretty much anecdotal, but I think it makes sense. In 1988, we were importing 50% of the oil consumed in the United States, and no small portion of that was coming from countries that didn't like us. 22 years later, we import hardly any, and I think ethanol, our environmentally friendly, homegrown fuel, has played a huge role in that transformation. Each year that ethanol production grew, United States oil imports declined, and the parallel is truly graphic. That, by the way, would include the growth of ethanol in South Dakota to 16 major plants capable of producing well more than a billion gallons annually. This is why the recent announcement that the Environmental Protection Agency denied 54 past-year small refinery exemptions to oil refineries is so important. It's a win for the South Dakota Corn Growers Association, the National Corn Growers Association, their partners in the ethanol industry, our congressional delegation, and all of the South Dakota farmers who contacted their elected officials for this cause. The battle, however, is far from over, as all of those involved now need to urge the EPA to take the next step and apply the court ruling to the pending waiver requests and any future requests that are filed. Hey, there's little doubt the Renewable Fuel Standard is one of our nation's most successful energy policies. Under the RFS, refiners must blend 15 billion gallons of ethanol into their gasoline every year or buy tradable credits from refiners that do. Now that may not sound like much, but 15 billion gallons is 15 billion gallons, and the law is the law. The EPA needs to uphold the integrity of the RFS. In the effort to make our nation energy independent, never forget the dedication and effort of our farm and ranch families who truly live conservation and respect for the environment. We owe them a bunch. For the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, be safe in your labors and thanks for what you do.